he wanted it anyway. And so God was angry with Adam. Yes, because he ate. But listen to what he told him. Because you hearkened to the voice of your wife. You hearkened more to her voice than you did to mine. And you now let her have dominion over you. You now let her reign over you. And she brings in the transgression and Adam commits the sin and brings death to all of us. And now sin reigns over all the living. And that's why the Bible says that and after the transgression, he called his wife's name Eve, for she was mother of all the living. You might say all the dead. And so now that everyone that's born is born with a desire to sin, you cannot escape that desire ever. I don't care how much ghost you got. Even in the garden, Jesus said, "Take this cup away from me." He did not want to die. You cannot escape it. Again, Paul said, when I would do good, evil is always there, no matter how much ghost I got. As part of Eve's punishment, now listen close. She exercised dominion. He was subordinate to her, not God's plan. As part of Eve's punishment, now her desire would be to her husband. What did her husband become? Sin. Her husband became sin, just as Christ became sin, but knew no sin. And our desire is to him. Now Eve's desire will be to her husband, which is sin, and sin shall rule over you. Oh my God. And sin shall reign over you. And the sin of Adam now had dominion over all of mankind. And all of us desire to sin. But all was not lost this day, because I like that there's always, you always have how many more moves? Do you remember that scripture? That you always have one more move. All was not lost that day because there was one more move. And that move was, he said, howbeit through the seed of the woman, as she brought in the transgression, she's going to bring in the Savior too. Through the seed of the woman, I'm going to fix it that we will bruise the head of the serpent. It got my heel, but I'm going to bruise its head. We're going to have, see, you bruise the head, you get dominion again. You take back over the headship. I'm going to come through the seed of a woman as the last man, Adam, and restore dominion over sin and death and hell. And I'll go to the grave and come out with the keys. Say, I got it right here. To death and hell and the grave. So when we read some of Paul's writings in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Wherefore, by one man sin entered into the world. Not by one woman. Even though she was first in the transgression of partaking, one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed. You see, that's what people die to say, they passed. They passed. And so death just passes. You see, right now, my wife's mother passed, and her dad has already passed. It'll be her turn next. There's nothing between her and the box. I have my mom between me and the box. But if nature goes the way it should, she's going to be gone. I'll still be here, and then I'll pass. We just pass it. You see what I'm saying? We just pass it. So that when you have children, you just pass death. We think we're passing life, but you're passing death. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Yeah. For until the law, sin was in the world. Now watch close. Oh, this is so good. For until the law, sin was in the world. Adam brought it in. But sin is not imputed where there is no law. Okay? It's like put a stop sign out there and never enforce it. No one will stop. No one will stop. Put a speed sign out there and never see a cop on the road. You know, it's amazing how you tap your brakes when you see that cop. Yeah? It's just even you might not even be speeding, but boy, you're going to tap that brake. And you let that other car go ahead and you get behind, you know. So he gets the ticket and you don't, you know, front door they call it. How many of you had a CB and y'all did all the smoky and county mounties and all that kind of stuff? Yeah. That was teaching your kids to do wrong, by the way. And so sin is not sin until it's not imputed, means it's not counted until the law shows up. Then when the law shows up, they'll get you for running yellow lights and things like that. But sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, now listen, nevertheless, even when there wasn't a law, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that was to come. So what we see here is even though there was no law, death still reigned. Death reigned from Adam to Moses because sin reigned without an atonement and without redemption until Moses came. And when Moses came, he presented the law of God and he enforced the law. It is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If you hit me, we'll hold you down and somebody else that you hit will hit you. You knock my tooth out, well, they're going to knock yours out. And he enforced the law. Well, guess what? Because the law could be enforced, it brought forth redemption. It brought forth atonement. It brought forth justification and satisfaction. I mean, there's a level of satisfaction knowing that your perpetrator got justice. And so now when Moses brought in the law, he presented an atonement for sin. Not that it was forgiven forever, but it was pushed ahead 1 year at a time. And yes, people still physically died, but spiritually they were not divided from God. They continued to live. So Moses presented a path to everlasting life that through the substitution of the death of an animal called a sacrifice, man could live. When Moses came in, sacrifices started where it was a substitution of a man's sins for his life. And so the animal died in the substitute of the man dying so that he would be free for another year. And then another animal died and it took over their sins. They even had a scapegoat and they put all their burdens and all their sins upon the scapegoat and shoot him out into the wilderness. So the sinless animal died in the place of a sinful man to redeem him from the law and the curse of sin and death. It could not take away the sins, but it pushed it ahead until John the Baptist saw Jesus come and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away." Woo! Taketh away. All that, taking it away. Take away the sin of the world. Wow. And he took my place on Calvary. I should have been the one on the cross, but he took my place like the animal took their place under the law. He took my place to satisfy all men's sins that I could go free. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're free this morning? Hallelujah. I'm glad for freedom in America, but I'm glad for freedom. And as Brother Gidrow said this morning, freedom is not cheap in the prayer room. There is a price. Read a couple more scriptures. I got to close. Verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, through Adam's offense, sin, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, you didn't earn it, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. He reversed it. A total reverse. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. That's that ministry of condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. So the first man, Adam, sinned once, and it brought death and offense to everybody that would ever be born since him. But the last man, Adam, sinned not, and he took on the sin of all the world. And by this one man, he collected all the sins that Adam passed out and redeemed them. Ooh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. No wonder angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty God we serve. He took everybody's sins, put them in one cup and drank that cup that you and I might be free under grace today. Amen. Well, let me get my pen out, mark my spot. And we'll have to pick this up. Is this good? Is this all right? All right, we're going to pick this up next time right here. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, take you a quick break. We'll come back in for morning worship.